You know, we're living in a high-priced world today, aren't we? Everything costs so much today. You ever wonder what the most costly thing is? Is it a car? Is it a house? Is it a boat? Boy, there's some nice ones out there, aren't they? What about a business? Is it a business? What about a, well, I don't have one on, but what about a large gym? Is that the costliest thing? No, none of these things are the costliest thing. The most costly thing in this world is sin. That's the most costly thing. I want to talk about it today. The Bible says the wages of sin is death. Is there anything more costly than that? When someone or something close to you dies, boy, that's a painful feeling, isn't it? The wages of sin is death. When Adam sinned, when God told him not to eat that forbidden fruit, death, Adam didn't realize what death was going to be like. But Adam died spiritually and then physically later on. Proverbs 24:20 says, "For there shall be no reward to the evil man. The candle of the wicked shall be put out." Sin is costly. Think of all the tears sin has caused. Have you ever cried because of sin? Think of all the broken lives sin has caused. Think of all the dreams that have been shattered because of sin. The wars, the prisons, the sex parlors, the liquor products, the drugs, are the result of people's sins. Sin's expensive, folks. The effects of our sin has touched us, our own sin, and even other people's sin affects us. Even sadder, there's nothing to stop sin. Boy, it's going full boom today, isn't it? In our society, sin is running rampant. Sin is the curse of this world. Boy, sin's terrible, isn't it, folks? But do y'all hear anybody talking about sin, though? Not much. Sin comes from man. You know, animals don't sin. Only man sins. Intelligent creatures, we sin. We sin even knowing better. You could be sitting out there right now sinning. in church. I was just thinking while brother was singing about what some of y'all were saying back in assembly. In the churches where they're fussing, fighting, won't talk to one another. So much bitterness. I'm glad we don't have that out here today. I've been in churches like that. It's bad. Nothing to stop sin. Not around as long as humans are around. Sin is the curse of this world. Sin comes from man in his sinning heart. Well, this is a good topic to talk about, isn't it? Sin has separated man from God, his creator. When y'all read Jeremiah 14 and 15, you'll see that. How terrible it is to be separated from a God that's loving them so much, and people won't let God love them. David said in Psalm 51:5, "Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me." Every person that comes into the world is a sinner to start with. We get started off on the wrong foot. And that's why this book here is so important, and somebody to preach it. Because if you don't heed this book, you're going to be in terrible trouble forever. That's what's wrong in our churches today. We got more false preachers and teachers than we got real ones. This is man's state today. He's a sinner. He's a born sinner. And he sins because he's a sinner. And then on top of that, he chooses to sin. Wonder how many people think about they're a sinner. You ever think about you're a sinner? Wonder how many think about they're a sinner and need to be saved. Used to when I was growing up at revival meeting time, you'd hear people sometime say, "I need to go to church and get saved." You know why they said that? They knew they were a sinner. They knew they needed to get saved. Y'all ever hear anybody say that anymore? No. I wonder how many people it bothers them because they're a sinner. I hate being a sinner myself. How many people desire to get rid of sin? Boy, you cut your TV on now and you look at those cities where all these protests and rioters are going on. I'll bet you there's not a single one of them thinking they're a sinner. You know what they're thinking? They're thinking, "This is what I want. This is what I want." You may notice, "I." That's the problem. How many people today desire to get rid of sin? How we need to cry to God as a church. Amen. that we'd be a better example to help sinners see they need to be saved. Psalms 51:10. Oh, what a great verse. David said, "Create in me a clean heart. Create in me a clean heart. Oh God," he cried, "renew a right spirit within me." We need to cry to God, church, to keep our hearts clean and have a right spirit within us. Are y'all listening? That's why we have the Word of God. That's why we have testimonies like David, who sinned so greatly, and he was so convicted that he realized what a sinner he had become, how he needed his heart clean and a right spirit put back within him. The religions of this world are full of sinners. Think about that. They don't think that in their religion, that they are sinners. The churches today are full of lost sinners. The churches. Everyone you see today is a sinner everywhere. We're a race of sinners. Some of us have been saved. I wonder how many in Congress think they're a sinner. We read of it in the Scriptures and see it over and over. The cost of sin in the lives of people, folks. Adam and Eve sinned, and all men became sinners. Think about that. Boy, that's an awful charge to have against them, isn't it? They sinned, and then everybody become a sinner. Boy, that's something they're going to have to face in the judgment. Cain sinned and killed his brother Abel. That's in the family. We hear of that today, don't we? In the family. I love my family. I got a wonderful family. Precious family. Some of them ain't no good, but. I love my family. How could you kill somebody in your family, church? It's happening all the time. Right here in our own county. Abraham sinned and fathered a son to an Egyptian woman who's caused suffering even down to today. And that was 4,000 years ago. Abraham's sin has still got problems in the world today. Sin. Samson sinned in the arms of a harlot. Had his own eyes gouged out and made a slave, for he later killed himself, pulling the temple down on them. Sin. Costly. It affects all of us. It hurts all of us. It troubles all of us. It's costly. And nobody don't seem to realize it or care about it today. Ananias and Sapphira were believers in the church, and they sinned. They lied to Peter. What happened? They dropped dead right there in church. Lied in church. Herod sinned with a great speech. Boy, he could make them. Oh, they could swoon at his great speech. Wonderful words. Oh, he was such a good speaker. God caused worms to eat him alive. Don't you know that was gross? Judas Iscariot sinned and betrayed the Lord for just 30 pieces of silver. He got so convicted, he carried it back and threw it down. You know what? You can't undo sin. You can't undo the effects of sin. When you sin, the die is cast. I say again, sin is costly, church. And it can slip up on us. It can slip up on you in an unsuspected moment. And Numbers 32:23 said, be sure your sins will find you out. God's keeping a record of all of them. No one is going to get by with any of their sin. Most people think, well, you know, nobody don't know about it. God knows about it. God keeps a record of it. People don't seem to understand God is holy, infinitely holy, and God hates all sin. And to God, there's no such thing as a little sin. A little white lie, no such thing to God. God's going to judge all sin. He's appointed a day of judgment. A judgment for the believers. A judgment for all the unbelievers. Sin is costly. It's costly in this life. But I tell you, today, people in hell know the ultimate cost of sin. People are young, but accountable. Suddenly, some ways, they're suddenly snatched out of this world and find themselves in hell. And they're there forever. Sin's costly. Leave behind families crying, weeping, mourning, in agony. Their son, their daughter, their loved one is dead. They're not saved. Sin is costly. I remember as a young boy, a Locklear family right up the road over there. They had a young boy. Well, he was a teenager, probably 19 or 20. Rowdy boy. Headstrong boy. Went to Pembroke. They were waiting on him with shotguns one night. How that family mourned over their boy that was murdered. Lost! Unsaved! Cut out sin. That's not the only one. It'll happen today the same way. Somebody be cut out, lost. Sin's costly, I'm telling y'all. But who cares? Who cares? Men and women are going to hell and will spend eternity in the lake of fire, screaming, terrified. Think about that, screaming and terrified. Terrified forever. And they'll endure the eternal wrath of God because of their sin. Sin's costly. The Bible says hell is enlarging itself to hold all that's going there. And yet we know the way to keep from going there. We know the way to keep from going there. But how many say it don't apply to me? I don't believe it. You will when you get there. Too late to believe it then. This life now we have is the time to prepare. To prepare to meet a holy God. If God will throw angels out of heaven to sin against him, what do you think he'd do to man? It's time to learn to obey God, folks. We got the ability to know about God and how to obey God. It's written right here for us in black and white. And you can read and write. And you got a sane mind. Better use it. Better teach it to those little children over there. Better keep them in church. Better keep them youngers in church. You can't keep them in church too much. And you can't come too much. It's time to learn to live holy. We were not given this life to fiddle around fulfilling the lust of the flesh. That's what's going on today. People are fiddling around fulfilling the lust of the flesh. God has not left us in the dark because of us. He's given us his word, so we'll know better. Oh, I'm troubled over the people in North Korea. I'm troubled with the people in China, in Russia, in India, in Africa, in South America. I'm troubled over these people in these Democrat cities. And in the Republican cities too. They won't listen to the word of God. And many of them are not allowed to hear the word of God in some of these places that I just mentioned. They're not allowed to hear it. But they're still condemned. I'm telling you, sin's costly. It's the most costly thing there is. But the word of God is no good. No good if it's not heeded. But it says of its own self, it goeth forth and accomplishes its purpose. It either cuts out sin or it condemns. If people refuse to listen to the word of God, that does not excuse them. Because the Bible says the heavens declare the glory of God. There's a God. All the people who today that's holding on to some religion that they got to make them right. No, it won't. the Christian religion will not get you to heaven. And it's the best religion. You got to have Jesus to get you to heaven. Oh, the people who think they're so good. God's going to accept me. I don't bother nobody. I mind my own business. God's not going to accept you. You need a Savior. You're a sinner. Oh, the people who think there's no God because of our public educational system today and in our universities. No God, we all evolved. Listen, people's going to be surprised. People's going to be surprised. There is a God. Amen. Some of us know God. Oh, the people who think they can make a deal with God one day. Jesus told us about those people that's going to try to make a deal with God in Matthew chapter 20, chapter 7, I believe it is. Oh, they're going to come before the Lord at judgment and say, Lord, look what we've done. Look at the good things we've done and the great things we've done, Lord. What's he going to say? Depart. I never knew you. It's not what you do that gets you to heaven. It's what you believe. Who you believe in. How costly sin is. Hell is filling up with deceived people. This past week, when all that explosion took place in Lebanon, and 135 or so had been killed, suddenly 135 people died. What's the possibility of all of them going to heaven? What's the possibility most of them, if not all, went to hell right then? Right then. And being in Lebanon especially. Y'all listening to me today? I'm telling you about the cost of sin. It's costly. Yes, sin is costly. Sin is so costly that God sent his only son. Isn't that amazing? Sin is so costly, so devastating, so terrible, so awful, that God Almighty, the Creator, sent his Son from heaven to where sin was roaring and raging to rescue all of us. Think about that. That's why John 3:16 is, I say, the most important verse in the Bible. That's all the verse you need to know is John 3:16. God so loved everybody in this world, he sent his only son. Whoever would believe in his son would have everlasting life. That's the gospel right there in one verse. Whoever believed in Jesus would be saved. Sin's penalty would be satisfied by God himself, the one to sins against. I tell you what, folks, this is the most amazing thing that there could possibly be. That God Almighty, who has all power, can do whatever he pleases, would be pleased to send us a Savior because we had offended him. And he didn't just send a Savior. In reality, he come himself. In reality, God came himself to rescue me and you and everyone. And he judged himself on the cross with the wrath of God. The wrath of God. You know what the wrath of God is? The lake of fire forever. That's the full wrath of God forever. But you can only escape that wrath of God forever by trusting Jesus. By trusting Jesus. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Think about that. That by mere faith, by mere believing in Jesus Christ, we'll have the righteousness of Christ credited to us. And we'll be just as accepted to holy God as his Son is. Now that's an amazing thought. When we get to heaven, we're not getting there on anything we did. We're getting there because of what Jesus Christ did. And we're covered with his righteousness. We're accepted to God by the righteousness of Christ, by faith. You see how much God wanted you to be in heaven? He made it so easy. He done everything. All he's asking you and I to do is say, I'm sorry for my sin. And I'm trusting Jesus as my Savior. Why is the human heart so troubled today? Why is the human heart so burdened today? Why is the human heart so restless today? Why do so many people have no peace in their hearts? It's sin. Sin. You right now, if you could go and look, the bar rooms are full of people. The beer parlors. The gambling casinos. The pleasure resorts are full of people. Mingling, having a cocktail, thinking they're living it up. Boy, this is life. Boy, isn't this nice? They just don't know how costly sin is. Today, many moms and dads, they're wondering about their boy and their girl. Ladies, you young ladies over there, my grandchildren, one day you're going to wonder where your children's at. Better teach them while they're young. Where's my children at? The culture today of drugs and beer and alcohol, sex, gang, tattoos keeps moms and dads worried. That is, if they care. Look at the young couples of this generation living as if there is no God. Listen. I thought that was a siren at first. Going to some trouble spot. It won't be long, though. They go by my house all the time. The Bible says there's no pleasure in sin for a season in Hebrews 11:25. Moses, the Bible says, chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Boy, Moses made a wise decision, didn't he? Do you remember the passage in Matthew chapter 16 where Jesus spoke to his disciples about what was the most important thing? Jesus said to his disciples in Matthew 16:24, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For what whosoever will save his life shall lose it. If you're going to live your life to enjoy your life, your earthly life, you're going to really lose life, he said. And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. If you live for the Lord, you're going to really find life. For what is a man profit if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul? What shall a man give in exchange for his soul? And people today are just giving their soul away, many of them for nothing. Just a little pleasure for today. Let me ask you again today, what's the most important thing to you? Is your soul important to you? Where do you plan to spend eternity? If you lose your soul, you will not only lose the most precious thing you have, but you will be in eternal turmoil in the lake of fire with the devil who deceived you and his demons. Folks, I believe that'd be bad. To be in hell forever with the devil that deceived you and his demons. This is a hand-clapping message, isn't it? Sin's costly, folks. You cannot save yourself. Only Jesus can save you. And he will not save you unless you ask him. Jesus said in Luke 12, the ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful, and he thought within himself, said, what shall I do? Because I have no room where to store my fruits. And he said, this I'll do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. You got it made. That's what he said. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Uh-oh. God spoke up and said something. God said, thou fool, this night thy soul is required of thee. Then who shall those things be which thou hast provided? You know what? You don't have a monopoly on your life. And of course we knew about the man in Luke 16, 19 through 24. He was a rich man and he died. The Bible tells us he had fared sumptuously every day. This is a Lazarus that was laying at his gate full of sores, and the dog licked him, licked his sores. The Bible says the beggar died and was carried to Abraham's bosom. The rich man died and he was buried, but in hell, he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, plural. And he cried. When you go to hell, you cry. And he said, have mercy, Father Abraham, and send Lazarus and let him dip the tip of his finger in water. Cool my tongue. I'm tormented. That's the way it's going to be to people that die lost, folks. And it's going to be that way forever. Now, this rich man, will be taken out of this place he's at now. He's been there since Jesus told about him 2,000 years ago. He's going to be taken out of there, later judged, thrown into the lake of fire. Sin's costly. All I can say is don't lose your soul. And now that you know you've been saved, You're to help others to know how to be saved. That's the reason we have a mission program here. That's the reason I try to be on all the radio time we can have and television time we have. It's a joy to preach and share the gospel, but it sure is one of the most, I don't discourage it, because so few people care that listen, seems like. God sent Jesus to die on the cross for all of us, and he paid for all of our sin, and he'll forgive anyone who'll ask them to be their Savior. So let's work together. Let's love together. Let's serve together. Let's try to get out the Word of God together. Try to get people to come if we can get them. We're not allowed to get them by the hair of the head, but I just wish some of these churches that are not hearing anything would just, we could get to talk to them sometime. You know what people want today, and I'll close. I'm going to tell you what people want today. They want to go to church, and the preacher's got some jokes, and the preacher's not going to preach on something that'll upset them. They want the preacher to preach on something that'll make them feel good. I can't do that. I got to preach the Word. Oh, yeah, there's time to preach on messages to build up our spirits. There's times for that. But we got to be reminded the costly and the cost of sin. It's destroying our country. If we lose this next election come November, this country is gone. It'll never be reclaimed. God will be judged it. And that we'll be facing some difficult days till the rapture comes. I'm just telling you. I pray God will spare our current president. But if he even wins, it's still going to be hell all over this country. Because I got one last statement I'm going to make. Don't y'all ever forget this last statement. The devil never gives up. If the president wins this election, the devil's crowd won't give up. They'll still keep fighting. Don't y'all forget that. No, the devil won't lay down his arms and go home. He's fighting for his life now. And he knows his time is short. Father, thank you for the time. Thank you for letting me try to preach today. Thank you for the Word of God that you've given to warn us the dangers of sin, the cost of sin. Lord, I pray for our people here, Lord. Encourage them and challenge them and bless them and help them, Lord. Put your loving arms around them, Lord. Let them know how much you care, Lord. Encourage them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Help me to be a blessing to them, Lord. And give us souls for your kingdom, Lord. Lord, I can't save nobody, Lord. Jesus said he'd build a church, Lord. I can't build a church. So we just commit ourselves to you for your glory. And we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You like to come to the altar this morning? Maybe things in your heart you need to clear up this morning. Come pray for somebody today that needs to be saved, you work with.